Good evening and welcome to Conversations with Crystal. I am your hostess, Crystal. Thank you very much for joining me again this evening. In this episode, we talk to a wonderful vocalist called David Kamenenzuli. Welcome, David. It's been wonderful to catch back up with you again. I hope you're well.
Hello, Crystal. How are you? Good, really good, really well. Thank you. It's great to be hearing from you and lovely to be on this show.
Thank you very much for coming on. And, yeah, I'm really good too. Thank you. So, David, I've known you. I did some catch-up work with you some time ago. I know you as the most amazing vocalist.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I do try my best. But, you know, there's a lot of great other vocalists out there too. So, you know, and I it's good to hear that especially. That's lovely. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I think you're, you know, somebody special, and you certainly do have a great range, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Now, I know, David, that you have DC Duo.
Yep.
And would you like to tell us a little bit about your duo act? Because I know you worked with a few different musicians. Would you like to talk about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. DC Duo is a different type of a duo act. It's combined with different types of musicians. We've got guitarists that I do a duo with one night. I've got a sax player and I've got a keyboard player. So on sax, I've got who I work with is Alex Milley. On guitar, we do the guitar. I've got Vince Leong, and I've got on keys Dylan Weberborough.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So it's only as a duo act, not as a trio act?
Just a duo act. But if, you know, if we're asked to do a trio, of course I'm sure we can organise a trio as well. But it's mostly just a duo act. And we tend to get a lot of the pubs and RSLs with that. And, you know, it's really, really good. It's a lot of fun. We do a good mix of songs. And it's a lot of fun, great fun.
Yeah, it certainly is, isn't it? Now, I do know that you have a band or two as well. Would you like to tell the listeners about those?
Yes, I've got a band as well, a tribute to Simply Red called Picture Book, the Simply Red Tribute Show. That's been going on for a long, long time. So, you know, I get a lot of people saying I do look like Mick Hucknall, but at the end of the day, I'm David, and by the time this song's finished, you'll definitely know us by now.
So it's, I love that. Thank you.
That's okay. But it's a really good tribute, and we have a lot of fun with that, and we do all the greatest hits of Simply Red. And it's a six-piece band, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And were you doing an Australian show as well? I can't.
Yes, we were doing an Aussie band for a while, Australian Classics. Mm-hmm. That's a huge nine-piece band. We're doing that for a while too. But I think unfortunately, at the moment, like the band's situation is still there. But I think ever since COVID hit, they're not sort of booking as many bands much now. It's more the duo, sort of, I find.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, look, they're still there. They're still there.
Yeah, I do agree with you because I find it quite easy to get duo work. The band I have to work hard at. So,
yes, it's organising.
Yes, it is. That's right. Yeah, and organising for rehearsals and all that kind of thing when you've got to organise maybe five or six people.
Yes.
You know,
can get challenging
sometimes.
Tell me about it. It's like rounding the sheep up. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
that's for sure.
And I found that too. Pre-COVID, it was all bands. Of course, you've seen duos working, but really, I would say not as prevalent as now.
Yes. I think if this is my opinion. I think if the venues can see that they can get a duo or a trio you know what I mean, for all right, a reasonable price, and that us musicians are happy with the price too. And get a, if they can get away with that, well, they're happy with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, of course, I love to have the whole band in with the drums and bass and et cetera, but it's just what seems to be happening at this present stage at the moment.
Yeah, I also find that tribute bands are quite get quite a lot of work.
Yes, they do. They do.
So even though, so you have the Simply Red, which is more, you would call it a tribute show, wouldn't you?
Yes.
I guess it just depends, because a lot has changed, as we were saying.
Mm.
And I know earlier too, pre-COVID, you were a singing teacher as well. So you're no longer.
Yes, I was. I was a singing teacher for a while. So that was that's a lot of fun, because you meeting different people with different voices, and then they just learning about what they want to do with their voice, and breathing control and relaxation down before performing, and sort of teaching about how they can sort of get the best out of their voice for singing, and sort of like say you're not going to be so nervous on stage, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, for me, because I did some lessons with you for a while.
Yes, you did.
Talking about it and doing the lessons and doing the practice is quite different than when you get a gig. It's just like, for me, it was all just pure excitement, no nervousness at all. It's just
of course.
Here I am, you know, you're here to watch us and let's rock and roll.
Exactly, because when you're out there performing, you definitely, it all clicks, you go in your zone.
Hey, that's exactly right, yes.
Yeah, and you're in a different world then. I mean, at home or wherever you practice a rehearsal, it's not, to me, it's not the same thing really.
No.
It's you're doing it, but when you're in front of all the people, you know, you click into your zone and you're given the best of it.
And isn't there anything better that when people are up dancing and when they're looking at you and they're singing the words back to you and you can see they're having a really fabulous time? It really lifts you up.
Yes.
And you give just that extra like 50%, don't you?
Yes, your energy is bouncing off.
It's
great. You're giving them I call it, you're giving them a medicine therapy.
Yes, so, I didn't think of that.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah, and with a great voice like yours. Now, I want to talk about how you started singing, David.
Mm-hmm. I started from very young age. Of course, I was started with the LA Talent School in Burwood. And I auditioned with them, and I did a couple of commercials as well. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I went, the high school I went to actually was St. Patrick's College, Strathfield, and I was asked to audition for the choir. And then one day the choir master put an announcement over saying that there's going to be auditions for Carmen, the opera.
Oh, wow.
So I auditioned for Carmen, the opera, which was the Melbourne production. And then from then I was asked to audition for the Australian Opera Company. So
fantastic.
I was with the Australian Opera Company for 15 years.
Were
and
you
went
really?
Into,
oh.
Yes, yep. So I was then auditioned for La Boheme, Turandot, Madame Butterfly, Carmen again, of course. That's how it all started really with me.
Well, that explains why your voice and your range is so incredible.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
So what age do you think you started doing this? You mentioned it was at school and that you went to LA
Talent School.
I seem to remember them. They're really old, aren't they?
Yeah, very, very old.
Are they
old.
Still going?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
No,
I
don't
think
so.
No.
I do remember
no.
them from a really long time ago.
Yes.
So that's a boon too that you were there and, you know, that you were asked to audition. So what age do you think you were when you went to LA at talent school?
I say I was about, 8 or 9 years old.
No way.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. Yep, because with that you had to join as well the Aqua's equity.
Yes.
So because if you get picked for TV commercials and that, because of some of the TV commercials they wanted you to sing in as well. So and there could have been parts rolling up into it for the what's that, Johnny Young Talent School as well.
Yeah.
But so it was all combined.
You never went to Johnny Young?
No, I didn't. I just went from.
Oh, straight into the opera.
Opera, yeah.
Was that something you wanted to do, though, or was that an option for you? Or
No, I wanted to try it out, the opera, because I knew back then I had extremely, extremely high voice, soprano voice. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'm gonna try the opera too, because especially I was asked a lot as well at school on the weekends for people, of course, having being married in the school chapel. They were asking for a boy who could sing Ave Maria.
Oh my goodness!
So I was asked to do that quite a lot.
Beautiful.
And, I remember the priest put, I remember the setup there. They had a microphone and that, and they got rid of it because it couldn't stop squealing because my voice was too powerful.
Oh wow!
So of course you don't need it. They've got the acoustics in the church.
Yes.
And I remember the priest come up and put his hand on my forehead and said, oh, God bless you, son. You've got a beautiful voice, So, and then, as I said, from then I just went straight into the opera. I just auditioned.
Wow. That's
13 performances each night.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, dressing up and being in makeup and it was unbelievable.
Yeah,
great experience.
What a fantastic experience, and good on you.
Thank you.
So did finish school, or did you just stay in?
I went to year 10.
Yep.
And then I got into a trade. I did panel beating.
Oh.
So I did panel beating, and I was a singing panel beater. So the boss didn't mind me singing in the shop as long as I just, when the assessors came in, just tone it down a bit. When they left, the volume went up.
Yep.
So, and I used to sing a lot in the shop too, not just opera, everything, you know what I mean? So, and the nickname I was called in the shop then was Crock of the Rocker Shocker. So.
And I can imagine in those warehouses where they do panel beating and stuff like that the acoustics would be quite fantastic.
Oh, it was great. You could hear it from Parramatta Road.
Well, everybody was getting a free concert.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Oh, that is absolutely fantastic. So when did you get first start with a band? Because you were with the opera for 15 years, so I couldn't imagine that you would have had much time other than that.
Well, then my voice broke actually for a while.
Okay. So, the curse of the boy.
exactly. And then I was told by the opera committee he needs to rest it for a while. It will come back, but it's going to take some time. Mm-hmm. So then I rested it, and then I thought, I was going to go back into the opera and re-audition and that, and I thought, I'm going to try another avenue and open up another door. I thought, let's try something different. And so I put an ad back then. We had the Drum Media.
Yes.
And I put an ad into looking for band members to start a Simply Red tribute show.
Wow. And how long ago did you say that might have been?
Oh, God, that would have been, say, early 2000 or something.
Easily,
say 2001 or maybe even a bit earlier.
So it's way over 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that is really fantastic. The longevity of that band is fantastic.
And I remember we rehearsed in a dingy little warehouse. And look, all right, it's somewhere to rehearse, and it was actually quite dangerous too. Flimsy stairs to get up top, and there was people living in there cooking, and I don't know whether they're just renters or something. I was worried because I thought, oh, if something catched on fire, there's no window or anything to break
to
or
out.
Jump
yep,
out.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, and it was a lot of work, a lot of rehearsals, because Simply Red music is not easy to do.
No, I wouldn't imagine. It seems quite complex, the music itself.
To play, yes, and to sing too.
I can see that.
Yeah, it and even me, the way I learnt a lot of it and especially a lot of the songs even today that I learn, I stick headphones in my ear and put it on a nice level, so long as I don't wake my wife up, Giovanna. And
gorgeous, Bella.
Sleep. Yes, and sleep with it.
Oh, that's a very good idea.
Yes, yeah, because you're in your brains in that mode, I find. And I find, especially all the Simply Red stuff I learnt by, and especially other songs too that I do, just sleep with it in your ear.
Wow, David, I actually never thought of doing that.
Yeah, I need to do that.
I think, yeah.
I find it works really well, and then just keep listening and listening and listening until you get sick of it, pretty much. And then, then you're right to go.
Right, that is a great tip. Thank you, David.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fantastic tip. Now, I know that you're this beautifully blessed vocalist, but do you play any instruments?
No, I don't. My voice is my instrument.
Yeah. Well, have you ever felt that you might want to learn an instrument?
I'd like to play a bit of guitar. You know, I'm sure I could pick it up pretty quick. You know, I mean, I suppose, you know, I've been at a younger age, of course, that's the best way to learn. You know, I mean, you pick it up real quick, and then as you get older, yes.
Hmm.
But, you know, I mean, guitar would be nice. You know, I mean, I'm not expecting to be some great player of it, but even just a bit of rhythm guitar or something, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, why not, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We never stop learning.
No, we don't. And I think to keep your brain active, it's a really a great thing to pick up an instrument and learn it, because it keeps your brain learning more pathways.
Exactly. Opens other doors.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
David, what would be the best live show or act that you've ever seen?
Ice House, Ivor Davies at the Enmore Theatre.
Cool.
Yes. Yeah, no, I thought that absolutely fantastic. Look, if you hear them on the CD, like any bands or any good singers like John Farnham or et cetera, good top acts, you know what I mean, singers and that, and they sound good on the CD, of course, but if you go and watch them live and they sound just the same.
Yep.
You know, that's quality.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is.
Yeah.
So who would have been your earliest influence? Like, did your mum or dad sing, or aunties or uncles or anybody like that, or was this just something that's purely just David?
Yeah, my mum sang a bit, and her mother sang, and actually my mum's eldest sister is a very good opera singer. She's got a lovely, great opera voice.
Wow, that's beautiful. Did she do go into any opera company like you did?
I'm not sure, but I know she did a few things, but I'm not 100% sure with that.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems to me you've had a very, very blessed life, the life that a lot of people would have wanted to do. So you must have had a great lot of support from your parents as well.
Oh, of course. I remember even with the opera company, I used to get, of course, picked up and dropped every time, you know what I mean? It was late nights, running out of there with makeup mud all over me and just wanted to scrub it off at home, leaving the shower filthy muck everywhere, and then next day back at it again, you know?
The time when you were doing it, because I know quite often in our lives we're in this amazing place doing these amazing things, and a lot of people don't take the time to stop and go, wow, how lucky am I?
Yeah,
did you,
exactly.
In the heyday of that, being in the opera company, did you actually stop for one moment on stage and go, my goodness, how lucky am I?
Yes, actually, where I actually stopped, I remember, because sometimes I had to catch the train in myself, and when I got walked up near to the opera house, I used to stop and look at it and think, wow, how lucky am I to be performing inside a beautiful place like this.
Yeah, because that's not an opportunity that a whole lot of people get.
No, exactly, exactly. And it was really nice, especially getting paid for something you love to do.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
it is
totally
nice.
It totally is.
You know?
I can't imagine that at that age, and even for 15 years, that the pay would have been fantastic.
It was okay. It was all right. Yep. You know what I mean? For 13 performances, I was bringing home, like, for 13 performances, like $800 to $900.
For a child.
Yeah, for a child.
Wow,
Yeah.
that's fantastic.
I mean, that's not bad money for those
Oh,
days.
goodness, no. And plus, you're in a union too, weren't you? The Actors Union?
Yes, that's right. Yes. Yeah, I remember they had the union card and all that.
Yeah. Do they still have the unions, the...
I'm not sure. I'm not
No,
100%
neither am I
sure with
because
that.
I haven't actually heard of it. I'm sure there's probably something along those lines.
Something. Yeah,
And would you
exactly.
say that that is worth doing for a musician? Or...
Yes, I think it is. I think it is. Even if you're with APRA or one of those unions, and that, I think it does for sure. You know what I mean? And even most importantly, have your band insurance or music insurance too.
Yes,
You
absolutely.
mean shop around with them because, you know what I mean, you just got to be careful. You know what I mean, you get some people out there that, you know what I mean, all they got to do is trip on your lead and do silly things, you know.
That's
So
exactly
just to
right.
cover yourself,
Oh, yeah, I'm a
you know.
big believer in the insurance.
Yeah, me too.
So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, especially with equipment because it's not cheap. So
Oh, no, it's not.
no,
And,
no.
you know, I've said it before on interviews, you know, God love the public. They just don't realize how much the equipment actually costs.
Oh, tell me about it. Or even outfits.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I've had a few funny things at gigs.
You know what? I would love to hear some funny stories from gigs. So
Well, that's
take
why
it
it's called
away.
Picture Book, because I can write the book about it.
Yeah.
I remember I was doing a gig at the Tea Gardens at Bondi Junction, and where sound check's done, we're all set up, and you know what I mean, a couple of boys are already getting dressed. And I turned just to quickly talk to my mother about something and have a sip of my drink as well. And I turned back and my outfit was gone.
Oh.
And I realised I went into the men's toilet and I said, has anyone there seen my outfit? And my guitarist spoke up, no. But then at the end, I heard an Irish fella, like that. I thought, oh, what's going on here? He stormed out and he had a backpack on and he had my vest on and shirt and everything
Bugger.
ready to fly out of the venue.
Oh my God.
And the bouncers just jumped on him
Yeah.
and got it. But, you know, only just real quick, outfit was like that on
How
him.
rude is that?
Yes. And I've been locked in the green room and I had to get out through a window, another window, and out on the main road to get back into the venue. And the band's already started.
Oh wow, so you made a bit of an entrance then.
And another one is that lucky I was actually, because of course I speak a bit in between songs and that, and that's what it's about, to interact with the audience as well, give them that show. And luckily I actually did speak a bit because the drummer Alan at the time, something came loose on his drum kit, and I remember one of the cymbals went flying off. So I could see it on the corner of my eye, just pum, flying across like a frisbee. So yeah, so lucky I said. He said, oh, "I'm lucky you said something," you know. So yeah, so no, that was quite funny.
Have you ever been to a venue, and don't name any names, of course, where you've just gone, oh, and this is tonight's gig?
Oh yes, you've just had that. You've just gone like tongue tied. It's just gone, just like oop, just hearing stopped. I've had that, and I've accidentally had a gig too once. I've repeated the same song. So
Oh, okay. You know, though, if people haven't been there for the start of the show, they're not going to know.
No, of course
And
not.
sometimes
Of
people are
course
there
not.
for the start of the show but end leave
Yes.
early, so they're not going to
Yes.
know either.
No, of course. And even one time I forgot the lyrics real just completely.
Oh, okay.
I just went, ooh, and then just it came back, you know. I don't know what happened.
Well,
So,
the beauty of that with a band is that if you forget the lyrics, you can just look at the lead guitarist and get him to solo.
Exactly. Improvise over the top.
I always find that's a really good
Yes,
go-to.
exactly. Nah, but it did come back.
So, David, now because your voice is your instrument, how do you take care of your instrument?
Warm it up properly before shows, gigs, if it's band, of course, or duo, whatever, warm it up properly.
Right.
Warm your voice up. Diet, eat good food. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, I mean, I do like to have a beer or two, but be careful how much alcohol you do drink because it can dry your vocals out.
Yes, yes.
And pineapple juice is very good for your voice, very good for your larynx.
Mm-hmm.
I find it puts a coating on them.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, just relax before you do the gig. Just warm it up. I find go out of the venue, get out of there once you set up and do your warm-ups out of the venue.
Right, that's a great tip.
That's what I find.
And what about warming down? Is that a term? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it is too. Same thing. Just, you know, keep your fluids up and, you know what I mean, even when you're cooling down, don't sing hard. You know what I mean? Like, still sing a little bit, but just take it down. Don't push any more with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Just sing a little bit still. And keep it a bit quieter.
Yeah. So in your, we know that the Simply Red show, of course, is David Hucknall's Simply Red.
Now, yeah, Mick Hucknall.
Oh, I beg your pardon. What did I say?
That's all right. Yeah.
It doesn't matter what I said.
Long as Mick doesn't hear that.
Now, I don't think I've heard of another tribute show for Simply mm-hmm. Red. So mm-hmm. I think that you choosing that was mm-hmm. you seen an opportunity there and you've really mm-hmm. optimized, you know, because there's a lot of people that might do like AC/DC or something right. like that, but there's Simply Red is something I really maybe have seen once before, but I'm not even 100% sure on that. So that's mm-hmm. a real credit to you that you've kind of seen, well, I can sing his songs, I look a little bit like mm-hmm. him, and
yep.
I'm going to, you know, do a show based on that. And mm-hmm. it's brought you a lot of success over the 20 years.
Oh, yeah, it has. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not Mick Hucknall, the lead singer from Simply Red. I'm David Camenzulli, which I love to still put my own spin on it. But it's a lot of fun, and I really enjoy singing the songs of Simply Red. And, you know, I mean, it's really, really good. And it's good stuff for the boys in the band to play too. They really enjoy it.
Yeah. So now with your duo work, how do you personally choose the songs? Do you go, okay, I'm going to do 60s, 70s, 80s, or do you just go, I like this song here, I'm going to put it in?
Well, actually, funny enough, when I'm in the car listening on the radio, I actually hear the song, go, oh, wow, I like that. Let's try that.
Yeah.
Same when I'm with, like, say, if I'm with Alex, a sax player, because mm-hmm. he picks me up for the gigs, or Vince or Dylan, we listen to a lot of stuff on the radio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When we travel to the gigs. And actually, you know what? We actually say, let's do it right now, then and there. We do it.
Perfect.
You know what I mean? So I pretty much quickly go over the lyrics myself a bit and we do it. We just do it. Go for it.
Yeah, why not? You know? Why not?
Yeah,
because you'll
exactly.
find that people will go, oh, I know that song, and they'll get up and dance and they'll have a sing-along
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. That's right.
Have you ever chosen a song, and it's happened to us all, where we've gone, mm-hmm. oh, I really love this song, and it really just bottoms out?
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's got one, don't they?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's for sure.
I guess the trick is you have to play, you know, mostly to what mm-hmm. the crowd wants, I guess, and their age group as well.
Yes, yeah. I find the best thing to say to them, look, if I've got it in my set, I'll do it for you. If not, I'll have it for you next time.
Yeah, that's right. And that way you're guaranteed a rebooking.
Exactly. You know what I mean? That's for sure. But, no, the duo show is absolutely fantastic. And some of the venues that we play at, oh, the crowds and the audience, the energy is really great.
It sure is, yeah. It's so much fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, tell me about it. Yeah,
and how many songs would you guess, unless you know for sure, that is in your repertoire?
Say at least about 80.
Perfect. That's a lot of songs.
Yeah, a lot of songs. Yeah. And even that night you think, oh, when you finish, you think, oh, or Alex, you say to Alex or Dylan or Vince, oh, we didn't do that one tonight. No, we forgot that one.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Because there's so many there,
yeah,
you know?
So do you don't usually have a set list?
No, we just go by the feel. We go by feel of the crowd. I suss them out and have a look at them and think, well, what can I give this mob tonight?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? It's like they've gone into it's in a Chinese restaurant. What do we feel like tonight?
That's good.
So I just go by the audience.
And that's a skill as well, to be able to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Now, David, so I know you're such a beautiful singer and you've got the bands and the duo also. I know also that you've recorded, is it a single or an EP?
Yes, it is. It's a single, and actually it was composed with another guy as well, Alex Parkman.
Mm-hmm.
He did all the keyboard sounds and stuff behind it, and we spent a few years on that together. We did this song.
Beautiful.
Called Sydney Lights,
and what I think we will do is listen to that right now.
Inside of me, let's take a journey of a higher love. Be mine, be your whole. Music my heart and soul, that makes me realize I can fly in the Sydney light. tonight. Sydney lights.
Well, David, I absolutely love that song. Mm-hmm. I have heard it before, and I think it's a beauty.
Oh,
you know
thank
what
you.
I would you're welcome. What I would really like is for you to put another single out.
Yes, I will. I will. I will. I will. I definitely
no pressure.
Will. No, I definitely will. You know what? Look, original music, of course, is the way to go. It's your own. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And
yes.
I mean, we all love doing the covers and that, but you know what I mean, to original music is the part of it is to make your own songs.
Absolutely, and there's so much. Joy you get out of it.
Yes, exactly, because you can experiment with different sounds and technique and vocal and everything.
Yeah, and people mustn't forget that all of the bands and all of the artists that we listen to and cover today, they were actually original songs at one point.
That's right. Yeah,
you know,
I'm
kind of seeing a bit of resurgence with original music.
Yeah.
You know, which is what I'm all about doing this podcast is I want people to get their original music out there.
Yes.
And in the mainstream so that people can listen and enjoy and, of course, purchase.
Yes, yes, exactly. And it just they can think, well, that's my song, you know what I mean, and let people hear that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of satisfaction, isn't there, when you get it done, you have the pressing made and you get the CD cover and you just go, oh, look at that, I kind of did that.
Yeah, and the design work and everything, it's nice.
Yeah, it is all a bit of a process.
Of course it is, and it's a nice reward to look at.
Absolutely.
And to listen to.
Of course, and it's also really good when people purchase it.
Yes, that's right. So if you were somewhere and like for example was somewhere and they just turned it on, you could hear it. And you'd be, wow, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So has it been on a radio station at all, David?
Actually, it was on a station. And we did a live performance of it. It was called. I'm trying to remember. It was with. A station called I forgot the name of it. Songwriters Across Australia.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, on TVS.
Okay.
So it was on that.
Yeah.
And it was on Hope 2 FM as well. It was on that too.
Yeah. Now, because you're in the union, or you're still in the union, the APRA?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you get some royalties from that?
Yes, I do.
If it's played?
Yep.
That's fantastic. I love that.
Yep.
And so where could people purchase your single?
They can actually go on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
It's on there. Just
and
type in Sydney Lights.
Yep.
And it's just there. It's got the original hit, of course, and then it's got a club mix as well because it caters for, like, all the different ages.
Ah, so it's like there's also like a dance
mix as
well.
There's a dance mix as well, yes, that I have done.
You know what? That's a very clever idea.
So it sort of gives a sort of an upbeat, more of a version of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
What a great idea, David.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's why I thought, because at first I thought, no, we'll just do the original. I thought, no, we've got to put something else in. Let's do a club remix.
That's fantastic. I really love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
I really love it. Now, so you were doing the opera for such a long time.
Yep.
But what style of music is your favourite?
Style of music is my favourite, actually.
What genre?
Well, I like Queen, Freddie Mercury.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yes, especially because he's got that classical train in his voice too.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Pink Floyd, and I like a lot of blues music too.
Yeah,
and Foreigner, stuff that's got good drive in it. You know what I mean? That goes places.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I like that. So, David, I know that you do a lot of Sydney gigs and sometimes just out of Sydney.
Yep.
Have you ever thought about doing like a tour?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to. Yep. I'd love to get a tour bus and hit the road.
You know what? So would I. That's absolutely a dream of mine. And don't worry, I'm going to make it happen.
I'd love to do that. Yeah.
I think that's a dream of everybody. Yeah. But I think gone are the days where you could actually get a full band at our age, you know, like older, and expect people to just kind of jump on a bus and be away for 3 months.
Yeah, and just go for it. Yeah,
because not everybody can be full-time musician. They have a trade and they have a mortgage to pay.
Exactly, yeah. No, it's a lot different. It's a lot harder now. It is.
You know, touring with a band would have been good when in your 20s or something like that, you know. But I think with your duo act, I think that's totally doable.
Oh, of course, easy. Real easy. Very easy. It's you got less to take.
That's for sure. And less people to account for.
Exactly.
Where's the bass player?
Oh, yeah.
Sinking a beer.
Yeah. Oh, where's the keyboardist gone?
Don't have any of that trouble.
No.
And that's not to say that I think bass players drink. Just put a little, a thing out there to say that.
No comment. No.
So, David, what's on your to-do list for the next, up to 12 months? Certainly from, for the rest of this year and into next year, what has David got on the drawing board?
Especially with the DC duo, we're pretty much booked up right up till January next year.
Yep.
We've got quite a lot coming up with that. All that, for example, I've got this Saturday down at the Shell Harbour Club. And then hopefully next year with the Simply Red tribute show, we're in at the Avoca Beach Theatre.
Beautiful.
And Diggers at the Entrance and the RE Club up at Tookley. So, as I said, it's the band situation is there, of course. It's always will be there, but it's just not as strong at this present moment. I think it's just because of what's happened with COVID and all that.
Yeah, look, I definitely feel like it's going to come back.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's
too.
Just taking a little bit of time, that's all.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
So where can people find out about where your gigs are at, David? Do you have a Facebook page for DC Duo and Simply Red?
Yeah, we've got Facebook page DC Duo. And for the Simply Red Tribute Show, it's just picture book the Simply Red Tribute Show.
Perfect. So what we'll do, you will have given me some links and I'll insert those into the description of this interview.
Mm-hmm.
So all people have to do is click on that and see where you're at.
Yep.
With your duo or your band. Because
exactly.
I know that you're definitely worth seeing. I've seen your band before and very, very impressed.
Thank you.
And, I really encourage everybody to get out and see all live music.
Oh, for sure. We've got to support the industry strong, there's a lot of great talent out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And not just great talent. If people come to the gigs, then the venues are going to go, oh, wow, we're making some money in the till.
That's right.
So we'll have this band back, we'll have this duo back. It'll encourage them and give them some confidence.
Exactly.
To, expand what they're doing as well.
That's right. You know what I mean?
And I think too now, because we've come out of winter, which most people really don't like going out too much in winter.
Yeah.
With summer approaching, they're most likely to go out more. Have you found that to be true?
Yes, I have actually. Yeah, I have. I have for sure. You know what I mean? It's look, I've done a few gigs in the cold winter nights and all right, there's been a few, but when summer and that comes off, everyone's out.
Yeah, and people love to have a good time and just for a few hours forget their lives.
Exactly.
Have a drink, yep. Talk to a mate, yeah, and have a sing-along.
Yeah, as I said, have a jolly good time.
So, yeah, that's exactly right.
A jolly jig. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, that's what I say at the coach and horses at Randwick, because they're a crazy bunch there.
Are they?
Oh yes. Yeah. You got to watch the tree in the beer garden there. So,
oh dear.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, tell me about it.
And, of course, we have to thank Giovanna as well, because yes. She's a big support for you.
Oh, for sure, for sure. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be where I was, like, today, right now. You know what I mean? I'm very lucky to have her, that she's letting me do what I want to do.
Yeah,
and all
right.
That support.
And support, absolutely, because that's the big thing with musicians.
Exactly.
I have heard.
Yes.
I have heard again and again, oh, you know, there's no support from the partner or the wife or husband or whatever.
Yep.
Or they don't understand.
No.
That we've got to rehearse, you know.
Yeah.
But to have that support.
Makes a big plus.
It's 100% makes a difference.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
You know, so we have to give Giovanna a shout
out. Yeah, 100%. No, I love her dearly, and she's fantastic.
She sure is, and she's such a beautiful lady as well.
Yeah, she's my Bella.
She's stunning. She is.
Yeah.
All right, David, well, on that note, we might wrap this up for the night, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So as I've said before, we've got your lovely single there, Sydney Lights,
yes.
That people can purchase on iTunes. Am
mm-hmm.
I right?
That's
Sorry,
correct.
iTunes.
Yep.
And we'll put some links in the description so people can see where DC Duo and the Simply Red Show are playing over the coming months and into the year.
All right. Thank you.
So, David, I wish you all the best
and congratulations. Thank you very much, Crystal. Thank you.
Congratulations on your journey so far. It's been epic, I believe.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it really has. And we've just got to, we all as musicians and yourself too, we've just got to keep going.
That's it. Keep going and having a fabulous time.
Exactly.
All right, David, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
I say good night.
Good night. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was the extremely talented vocalist David Kamzouli. You have been listening to Conversations with Crystal, and I am your hostess, Crystal. And please join us again next time for another fabulous artist. Of course, I'm all about Australian music and Australian artists and their original music, most importantly. So help support the channel and help support our Australian artists by going to see gigs and, you know, making sure that the venues are live, alive with music. Alrighty, until next time, please stay happy, stay safe, stay cool, stay awesome, and most of all, stay tuned to this channel. Good night.